Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. Great to see you back in the studio.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you very much. I missed you.
Did you have a bug last week? What happened?
Yes, I was really unwell. I'd been out for dinner and
You were partying too much, I think.
Well, I didn't have anything alcoholic, so it must have been something I ate. But I was not a happy camper for the next 24, 48 hours.
We missed you. Now, today we're going to start a three-part series on reactivity.
Exactly.
And I asked you off air, what is reactivity?
Yes, reactivity. Now, in the Western world, this is probably the number one problem that dog owners have, is their dogs being reactive on lead. So, for example, down at the lake, I might take my dog and my dog might be jumping and pulling on the lead to try and get to another dog. Alternatively, I might have a dog that's fearful and anxious and looking around everywhere. So we're going to unpack that reactivity and some things we can do to help calm that down. So first, we're going to start with the bed of science. So what we know about human beings and dogs is that we have this fight, flight, freeze syndrome system within our biology. And basically what happens is, say for example I'm walking down the street and I perceive a threat, I'll either freeze or I will run away to create distance from the perceived threat, or alternatively I might start moving towards the threat to get in front of the threat and say, hey, you know, whatever the threat is. So they're really the system on which that we operate in our worlds, and also dogs do it too. Now, with each of those systems, certain neurochemicals are released into our bloodstream. So, for example, if I'm fearful, I will automatically get a hit of adrenaline, and I will also, cortisol will start dripping into my system. Now, the problem with that is that's a protective measure for survival, but when it runs for a long period of time, it actually can do damage to us. And reactivity starts at a very sublime level, and then it builds over time. And because we're not quite sure how to help our dogs in those moments, we can often accidentally or unintentionally do things that can cause harm. So the first thing we want to talk about is the lead. Now, the difference between a dog in Europe, many dogs in Europe are off lead and they walk around with their owners and there's very few problems. So lots of psychologists and animal behavioralists have looked at that and said, well, okay, how come in a lot of Western parts where we rely on that lead, how come we have problems, but over in Europe, you know, the dogs all sit around at the coffee shop and everything's fine? Now, I guess the main important thing about that lead is that stops your dog from being able to employ escape.
Okay.
And we do that because we don't want the dog to run off and we don't want the other dogs to chase. But if we understand that exit route for the dog is taken away by the lead. So what we can do to be proactive is if we start to see our dogs being stressed or anxious or reactive, the best way to calm the situation down is to create distance.
Okay.
Distance away from what their perceived threat is. So we want to understand that system because we can make different choices based on what we're seeing from our dogs. Now, today I just want to talk about preventative measures before we get into the real hardcore behavioural stuff next week. But what the number one thing I would encourage every puppy owner to do is to get to some kind of puppy preschool or puppy program where your dog is interacting with other dogs in a supervised situation. So we don't want puppies ganging up on other puppies because then your dog's starting that behavior. But what we want is that other dog learning to be comfortable around other dogs and other human beings. And prevention is always better than cure. So if we can do that, now it's complicated because puppies need to have vaccinations. But if we can get that starting point right, then what we're going to have is a less reactive dog over time. So prevention is better than cure. Be mindful that they have a system of safety just like we do. And just like we do, when we feel threatened, we create distance, or it might end in a conflict, or alternatively, we freeze and pretend we're invisible. So those key things we're going to drag through the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we can help a few dogs out there become less reactive, and some owners also being able to calm down.
Good stuff, Joe. This is like a series, part one, two, and three.
It's part one. It's just the introduction today, but we'll get into the meat next week.
Good stuff. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line, goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll catch up next Saturday morning.
Have a great week.